Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Unveiling the wonders of their new love for God. Now, please understand that everything that works in this kingdom requires the love platform for delivery. Everything that works in the kingdom of God requires the love platform for delivery. Somebody may ask me, why? Because you can't even enter into this kingdom without the love platform. Is somebody getting it now? John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not what? Will not perish. Reason why we are here is because we have embraced the love platform and the door, the access has been opened for us. But as we go further this morning, you will discover that it's not just in embracing the love platform and gain access. There are things that love has made available. Praise the Lord. So in the kingdom is about terms and conditions that apply to the privileges attached to that platform. Praise the Lord. It's like you, if you perhaps you have visited ShopRite. You know, from outside, you can see quite a handful of things inside that you like. And one day you gain access into ShopRite. Does that mean you should shop? Or shop? If you shop, you should know what will happen. Praise the Lord. But you gain access into ShopRite. And you are watching. You are seeing beautiful things. But they will tell you the moment you enter that terms and condition applies here. And you should know what the terms look like. Praise the Lord. It must touch your pocket. Praise the Lord. So the same thing applies in the kingdom. Love has brought us in. But everything you now qualify for to enjoy that kingdom must be what? Must be love prompted. Praise the Lord. The reason why we will need the help of the Holy Ghost this morning, so that what is required from you and I to partake of the privileges we may enjoy. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. 1 to 3. Everything that works in the kingdom requires the love platform for delivery. For God so... Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 to 3. Bible says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, just making noise. Verse 2 says, although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all of the mysteries and all the knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, which is good. And though I give my body to be burned, and have no love, it profited me nothing. That shows you can't make profit in the kingdom without the platform of love. Verse 8 says, charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall all fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Praise the Lord. So let us keep that aside. Know that everything that works in this kingdom requires the love platform for delivery. And also understand that every covenant of scriptures delivers on the platform of love. I've seen a woman trusting God for the fruit of the womb. But she never had an iota of love for other people's children. Maybe you don't understand. Babies run for her. Whose life should be more attractive to baby, for babies? Is it not somebody that is looking for babies? You should be rightly positioned in such a way that every time children sees you, they run towards you. And people, everybody will say, see this woman, and she's still trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And see the way she's teaching, blessing babies. May God open your womb. Even those who don't know you will pray for you. And one day, she happens to be my mom's younger sister. She had, I think God blessed her with 5 girls, and she was trusting God for a boy. But anytime she sees a boy, and she runs a daycare or something, the way she will fling that boy, if a boy pull on his body, oh God, she treated them well. But one day somebody called her. I said, Madam, this thing you are looking for, you till Jesus come. They will be running away from you. Why? Because your heart disposition towards that male child is evil. Until you change and align with the terms and the conditions, you can't get. From that, thank God, she received instruction. And all of a sudden, she changed. Anytime she's coming back from outside, she will get some things for the boys specifically. Just to get them attracted. And do you know that year, she got pregnant. And she gave birth to a boy. And that was the last baby of the house. Praise the Lord. What are we saying? Scriptures also, they deliver us on the platform of what? Of love. You know why? Because what brought you into that kingdom is love. That shows what you do to access the kingdom, you must keep doing to enjoy what the kingdom offers. What you do to get her, you must do to keep her. Praise the Lord. That is the principle for those, you know, in marriage. Praise the Lord. So this we must have at the back of our mind. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 6 to 40, you know, the disciples of Jesus put across to him a question. And they said to him, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. How? With all. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. Jesus said, with all thy heart, and what? And what? Now, let's stop there. If you love God that way, what is it that is remaining about you? Or you don't understand? If you love God with all of your heart, you love him with all of your soul, is in love with divinity, with God. Praise the Lord. Verse 38 says, this is the first, and what again? And great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as who? As thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Praise the Lord. But we need to understand also that love is a choice. Is a choice that must be made by every individual in the kingdom if we want to enjoy the best of God. Love is a choice. And one cannot be in love with God and not know. Now, if you had a question, you know, for the male gender, somebody had to, do you love this lady? I'm not sure. I think so. People will see that man as a confused being. You know why? If you love somebody, you will know. Is somebody getting it now? Same thing applies to God. If you love God, you will do what? You will know, because God knows those who love him. Praise the Lord. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man that which God have in store for them that love him. This is the platform for commanding the jealousy of God upon a man. The love for God is the platform for what? For commanding the jealousy of God upon a man. And when God is jealous upon a man, any attempt from hell to tamper with such man will be devastating. Until you and I come to that realm, we can't be sure of tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Have you not heard Papa said, 1 billion demons cannot touch me? It's not because there is one abalist somewhere. Who is an abalist? Abalist who can preserve his own life. Doesn't have the capacity to preserve that of the other. Praise the Lord. So Bible tells us in that scripture that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It's talking about the platform for commanding the jealousy of God upon a man. Why? Because anytime we accept and respond to the love of God by loving him back genuinely, things begin to happen on our behalf. Praise the Lord. Please know that if you love God, you are not doing God favor. You know why? He first loved you. That's why the love of God cannot be comprehended by any mortal being. Now, those that are still working in motels now, prostitutes. Do you know that the love of God is standing for them? Why? Because he already paid the price for humanity. But those who begin to enjoy those love are those who responded to the love by coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That's why human understanding, people, intellectual mind cannot comprehend this love. An armed robber is loved by God. Even though God hates his robbery actions. Praise the Lord. So if an armed robber comes in today and says, Lord, I am ready now to respond to the love you have made available, will God still accept him? He will accept him. That's why you can't write off any mortal being. Because the love of God is indescribable. Somebody may be dying now and yet may be entering the kingdom of God. Because the love of God is in place. So anytime you respond, when you accept, you discover that immediately God, the blessings that are under the love will now begin to flow in your direction. Something unusual will drop for somebody now. Now, we are not talking about believers who uses God to get things they love. There are believers. They come to church to use God to get what they love. Not that they come to church to love God to get the things they desire. Praise the Lord. We have people like that. We have seen people. The moment God shows traces of answers to their prayers, they disappear. Those are people who uses God. Their testimonies may not last. Praise the Lord. I don't know why you have come to church. I don't know. Is it you? Do you? I don't know. You come perhaps because the love of God is already coming up in your life. Or you come for association. Something must drive you to the house of God. Praise the Lord. But this season, with the help of God, may our hearts be rightly positioned so that we can enjoy the privileges that this love of God have in store for us. Praise the Lord. So whenever love, genuine love, goes out from our heart towards God, then wonderful things begin to happen in our lives. That is what that 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9 is all about. As I have not seen, nor he has heard. Because it's an evolution. It will keep evolving. The moment we keep loving God, things will begin to happen. Praise the Lord. Now, when we talk about the love of God, we are not talking about the carnal mind's kind of love. Somebody getting it now? We are not talking about carnal mind's kind of love. But that could be the platform on which we build our love life. But we are talking about love simply means showing heart-seated affection for what God loves. Showing what? Heart-seated affection for what God loves. That is identifying with what appeals to God. And you can tell in John chapter 3 verse 16. Bible says, for God so loved what? The world. Who are the people? The world means what? The people. That shows God loves the people. God loves souls. So anytime you love or I love what God loves, it shows that we love God. Praise the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God to sacrifice the best of his gifts. Why? Because he loved humanity. And because of this, you and I must prove to God that we love God by loving people. We must prove to God that we love God by loving sinners. Not identifying with sin, but by loving them because they are a people of that heaven has paid for. Not doing what they are doing, but by loving them to see to it that we bring them into the fold also. Praise the Lord. So we must be ready to prove that we love God by loving people. We must love to see them come into the fold also. Praise the Lord. And this is how we can show to God that we love him. When we love what God loves. And one primary thing that God loves is what? Souls. Praise the Lord. So we must love to see people delivered from afflictions. We must love to see people rescued from sin, sicknesses, and diseases. Praise the Lord. Because this is the whole essence of salvation. Praise the Lord. Bible says concerning Jesus, and the Lord has given him a name. that at the mention of his name, every knee bow. But inside of that name lies his assignment, which is to save his people from their sins. Praise the Lord. So love simply means showing heart-seated affection for what God loves. Like, and we said, God loves souls. Praise the Lord. Let's see John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. John 21, 15 to 17. Bible says, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? And Peter answered him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Who are the lambs? Are they goats? Are they animals? Who are the lambs? The people. Lambs are the, if you, relatively, lambs could mean the children. Praise the Lord. And anyone who just gave his or life to Jesus Christ is a baby in God. So those are children in God who still needs the sincere milk of God's word so that they can grow. Praise the Lord. So God said to Peter, the only thing that can make me believe that you love me is when you love the people that I die for. Praise the Lord. So we can see there that the cardinal proof of our love for God is rooted in our heart disposition towards the people that he died for. Inasmuch as you are not meant to copy them and to live by their standard, but you are not meant, on the other hand, too, to jettison them. If there is somebody in your family who hasn't come to the saving knowledge of God, you may not be able to speak to that person, but you can pray for that person. Lord, see, my uncle is a drunkard. Lord, visit him. That is a proof that you love God by reaching out to the soul of the man or men that he died for. Praise the Lord. Number two, what does love mean in this kingdom? Love means living a God-first lifestyle. Living a God-first lifestyle. Giving God priority in your affairs. And, you know, humorously, while I was growing up, something used to happen around me. Anytime my mom or dad or anybody get me something new, say a pair of shoes or trousers or anything, I don't wear it to anywhere. Because while I was preparing this message, that, you know, that consciousness just came back. They said, well, you are not using it. I said, no, I've not worn it to church. I want to wear it to church first. Let God see it first. It's funny, but it begins from there. Before you do anything, you have a thought of God. Before I spend this money, there are people in church who they have not eaten. Okay, let me not finish. That's just you are planning with God. That is what love means in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Living a God-first lifestyle. That is putting God first in our thoughts, in our considerations, and in our actions. Thinking God. How to please him. No, there is a song in Psalms. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God. You want to go out in the morning and say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. It's a great way to consecrate our life before God. That is having the consciousness of the fact that in my outing today, I must please God. It begins from here. Praise the Lord. Something happened that sometime, I don't know. I reacted. Praise the Lord. I reacted. Okay, I think it was maybe last week. One of those guys that came to work here and wanted to insult one of our fathers here. Take it. So I told him, I said, look here, this is a church, but if you mess around, I will flog you. I said, don't you have fathers at home? I will not open my eyes and see you molest any of our elders here. And I called him outside. I said, okay, if you try me, if you speak a word now, I will give you a dirty slap on this road. Try it and talk. But God helped me. He did not talk. You know, God equally helped me. Praise the Lord. He kept mute. And when I left that scene, me, I believe I've done the right thing because I won't take it. I won't say because I'm a pastor, you come and slap my wife, you will go. So, will I be watching? No. But when I got back, I was now ruminating. I said, God, in case I overreacted, please help me. You see, the consciousness of a lifestyle to please God, that is where the love of God is rooted. Being mindful of God as touching what steps we take. Praise the Lord. Love simply means living a God-first lifestyle. Putting God first in your thoughts, in your considerations, and in your actions. Praise the Lord. Even in your tithes. You know, at some point to our victim, when pressures came, and that was the time the money entered. Praise the Lord. God first, no matter, you close your eyes to those pressures, settle, and you discover that the pressures will turn to pleasure. He has a way of doing it. He has a way of doing it. And God will do it for us. So, but it's just that consciousness. Praise the Lord. Now, in the natural, you don't intentionally offend whom you love, even in the natural. You say, this is the person I love. Will you now say, okay, let me see how this my love will react, and you give her a dirty slap? Eh? That is evil. Because if it is somebody you love, I'm not saying mistakes can't happen. Because we are human. But you will not intentionally go out of your way. Is somebody getting me now? To make the one you love go through pain. So if we can do that in the natural sin, how much more with God? If we say we love God, we won't intentionally commit sin. Because sin displeases him. And it breaks the connection of that union. If we say we love God, you will not intentionally lie to your fellow brother. If you say you love God, you will not intentionally, because of money, cross the boundaries. And these are things that have what? Expiration dates. Praise the Lord. So if we love God, we must consciously come to that point that we wouldn't want to offend him by doing what is not pleasing to him. That is the love of God. I know God is helping us. I said, I know God is helping us. That's just before you take additional bottle. Ah, God. And you discover that to even open the cover, your hand will shook. You know, you have to move. Praise the Lord. I've heard of the case of a believer and another believer, opposite sex. They visited the hotel. Maybe at the point they were planning, they were being caught up in the flesh. Praise the Lord. But when they got to that hotel room, while they were busy undressing, one of them said, let us pray. Hallelujah. Then who are you praying to? Now, that was grace. Is somebody getting in? The consciousness just came. That this thing we want to do, let's say if we have the liberty to even pray to him. So if we can't pray to him, then it's not acceptable to us. That was how they escaped. Praise the Lord. The other time, two of them were in an hotel, another case. They said, okay, let us see whether nobody is watching. They checked through the window. They put the window under lock. They locked the door. And the lady said to the man, we have not checked up. You know, the window of heaven is always open. Can we close it? And when they look up, they say, it's true. It's what? It's true. And they had to leave. No one here will fall victim of evil. But the moment we become conscious of God, you see that our errors will be limited. It will be limited. It's just that heart. It's just that heart. And this morning, by the anointing, God will touch our hearts. I said, God will touch our hearts in the name of the Lord. Let's see the proof of our love in John chapter 14, verse 15. John 14:15. Praise the Lord. Look at it. It's not a long verse. We can all memorize it. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Chicken. If he what? Do what? If you love me, keep my commandment. And one of them is you reach out to souls. It's a commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But the good news is that there is no way you can love your neighbor without loving yourself. There are people, they want to love their neighbor, but they don't love themselves. God will heal you this morning. There are people, they don't see good thing in themselves. I'm telling you now. And until you begin to see good in you, you can't see good. If you have such person here this morning, God will heal you. I said, God will heal you. Everything happening, they have not seen good thing happen around them. But there shall be healing for you this morning. In the name of the Lord. And now, living a God-first lifestyle, that is love. You prove your love to God also by loving His word. By what? By loving His word. Because these are the things that God loves. Psalm 119 verse 97. Praise the Lord. Oh, how I love thy law. It is what? It is my meditation all day. Do you know that this is something that has capacity to secure people's destiny? Because if we love the law of God, we won't be prone to error. Because the word of God is the guiding light of the saints. Praise the Lord. And the word of God is God. So if you want to know God, you must know the word. Praise the Lord. Psalm 119 verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. Praise the Lord. I know in this area, God will help us. Because if you love God, this is where you find God, in His word. You can't find God anywhere. It is in His word. Praise the Lord. No, there was this story of a couple. They invited the pastor to their house. You must have read it somewhere. And while the pastor visited the house, they prepared a meal for the pastor. And they have made up their minds to be a blessing to that pastor. So they prepared a check, open check of $25,000. And they kept the check too on the table, on that dining table. And on that dining table, there is a Bible. Praise the Lord. And they gave the pastor the food. While the pastor was eating, he now said, I don't want this maybe to my pepper. What is it? To split on this check. So he now opened the Bible. The Bible actually belonged to the couple who invited him home. So he opened the Bible and kept the check inside the Bible that let the pepper from what I'm eating, you know, touch the check. So the moment the man of God finished with the food, he forgot that he kept, even though the Bible belongs to who? To the couple. So the man just heard and prayed for them. Left. So when the man left, in the evening, not on the couple that we have not given the check. We did not hand over this check to this pastor. But the check is missing on the table. And they concluded that that pastor is a thief. And they said, that is how they behave. They go from house to house. And they present themselves as children of light. We are asked, imagine the check. He's the one we want to give the check to, but he stole the check. And they didn't call him. And they made up their mind that they would not go to his church again. So they didn't go to that church until after 2 months. That 2 months, the wife ran into the pastor on the street. I said, I see that pastor. And he called the pastor. She summed up courage. He called the pastor. Pastor, God bless you. What happened? You did not even bother to ask why we have not been coming to church. The pastor, I was thinking in that direction too. What is the matter? The lady now said, we never knew that you are a thief. Here you came to our house. We kept a check on the table and you moved it. Don't you see? Is it that you didn't see that check? The pastor now said, I saw the check. But while I was eating, in order for what I was eating not to drop on the check, I kept it in your Bible. That shows that couple, for 2 months, they did not open their Bible. Eh? And they are Christians. Is somebody getting it? For 2 months, they did not what? You know where you kept your Bible. Abby, how many of you came to church with Bible? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, the man said, the check is in the Bible. The woman said, please forgive us. Do you know that error can make or kill the couple? Or you don't know? You don't know. That error can seal the wombs of the couple. or you don't know. Praise the Lord. But where are we going? For 2 months, they did not bother to open the Bible. You know, yesterday or on Saturday, I was embarrassed somewhere. But I didn't take offense. Are you getting it? It was an embarrassment, and I made up my mind. Wherever I go, I will carry my Bible. I was somewhere. Then all of a sudden, when I got there, I wasn't going there with the intention of ministry. Are you getting me now? It's just a visit. But when I got there, I was asked to come and minister. I was saying, well, I didn't prepare for this. They said, just say something. Deep within me, I wasn't to. Praise the Lord. So I tried to use my phone. Because of my preparation, me, I knew that that delivery wasn't the best. But there was another pastor in that meeting. He came up to do the rounding up. Praise the Lord. But because he saw me use my phone, he now said, he carried the message, for us, we carry our Bible wherever we go. We carry our Bible wherever we go. Inside me, I said, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. But at the end of the meeting, I still met him. I hugged him and I, can I have your number? Praise the Lord. But what am I saying? For as believers, we can't end life without the word. But if we say we love God, we will love the word of God. Like in the case of that couple, a check of 25, I that maybe after they met the man, they will now return the 25,000 to that man. Praise the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. What are we saying? If we love God, we must do what? Love his word. Why? Because to prove that you love God, you must love what God is saying. Praise the Lord. Also, you prove you love God by loving his house. By loving his house. Psalm 122 verse 1. Bible says, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of God. Let us go into the house of God. Praise the Lord. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of God. You know why? In the presence of God is fullness of joy. Anytime you come to the house, it doesn't matter what you have faced outside. Just come, knowing fully well that there is a God in Zion who is mighty than all of your troubles. And he will say to you, somebody will enjoyment here this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord. So we love God also by loving who? His house. Praise the Lord. And so you prove you love God. Bible speaking in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. Therefore he gave. Praise the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 or there, the Bible says, to prove the sincerity of your love, you must what? You must give. Have you seen any love relationship that doesn't involve giving? Even if it is groundnut or buttermint. Have you seen? In the natural now. Have you seen? Any love relationship that doesn't involve commitment of giving? No. Bible tells us that to prove the sincerity of our love, we must give. Same thing applies to God. If we love God, then we must give towards those things that has to do with God. Praise the Lord. So if you want to serve God, if you want to love God and say, no, me, I've made up my mind, I won't be given, then you are not qualified. Because in the first place, the love of God was enacted via giving. For God so loved the world. That's what? That he jumped? He gave. It is given. Praise the Lord. It is through giving he showed his love to us. Praise the Lord. So number three, as we shut down on that, so that we can quickly see the wonders available through the manifestation of our genuine love for God. Number three, you must have to prove that you love God. I mean, the definition of love in the kingdom is that you must have a kingdom priority lifestyle. Kingdom priority lifestyle. That is making serving God your priority. How can you call yourself a child of God and you are not serving God? Praise the Lord. How can you say you are a child of God, in quote, and one, let me know, and one is not useful to God? You can't bring the two together. Praise the Lord. I see the hand of God come upon our lives afresh. Your relevance in the kingdom is established through your service in the kingdom. That is how you can matter in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. That is how you can matter in your own little way. Be sure you are involved in the things that have to do with God. So having a kingdom priority lifestyle is equal to loving God. Praise God. Making serving God your priority. So winning, you are involved. I'm not saying one should be a jack of all trades. I didn't say you should be everywhere. But be sure you are doing something. Don't sit on the fence. Home cell, you are not there. And when things happen, you now become, you be the first person to complain. That church, they don't even care. They don't even love. But you need to understand that the church operates on principle. If you don't belong to any home cell, you are not qualified to partake of any welfare. It begins from there. That is how you can identify with the people from the grassroots. Praise the Lord. Kingdom advancement prayer. You are not praying. Service unit. You are not there. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, make yourself relevant in the house of your father. Praise the Lord. Okay, you think of it. With your earthly father or earthly parents, they are fetching water, you are not joining them. They are sweeping, you washing plates, you didn't do anything. Washing clothes, laundry, you are not. Will you be relevant in that house? They will put you in a corner. When they talk, they won't even consider you. Say, just leave that one. He's our son, but leave him. Let those who matter. You matter in the kingdom by your service. If your presence is not felt, your absence doesn't make meaning. Because nobody will know you are not here. There are some people here now. If they are not in church, we will know because we will see that the chairs are dirty. Praise the Lord. There are some people now. If they are not in church, we know. When we just come on Sunday morning and say today is a cappella, you should know that the choir are not around. Yeah, we just want the service like that, and you look this and you didn't see anybody. You say, no, it's because it's like the choir. They are not around. Praise the Lord. So if your presence is not felt, then your absence doesn't make meaning. It doesn't. But that's what nobody will do. It's a conscious step. It requires conscious effort. I want to be a part of those that make things work here. Praise the Lord. Grace is available. I said, grace is available. This season, may you enjoy that grace. In the name of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing will be added. May you enjoy addition. May I enjoy addition. In the name of the Lord. But also notice that it's not just being in any unit and not adding value there. Praise the Lord. Briefly this morning, let's quickly see what wonders there is that heaven makes available of those who serve. What are the wonders? What should we expect? Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into. That shows God will keep unfolding new things. You had, you know, as Shiloh, somebody just brought 6 babies. Praise the Lord. Your own, if you desire, can be 8. Hallelujah. Is there anybody? It's like people in this world doesn't want 8. Hallelujah. Whatever your heart desire is, heaven will make it available. If you want baby every year, it's possible. I'm telling you, it's possible. Or you think it's not possible? It's possible. Then the year you feel God, my quiver is full and I am dead now. Lord, help me. Let it stop. And it will stop. Praise the Lord. Remember, they told that woman, "Say, what do you have in your hand?" In the place of service, God usually bless what people have in their hands. Because no single individual is empty. Somebody getting, they said, "What do you have?" He said, I had a small jar of oil. And they said, "Okay, this is what you will do. Gather." Who stopped that flow? Is it God that stopped the flow? It's not God. She actually stopped the flow. Because when she now turned around to look for additional jar, and she said, "The jar is finished. The oil is finished." Praise the Lord. I pray that no one here will stop the flow of God in his or her direction. In the name of the Lord. Let's quickly see this morning Some of these wonders that will be unveiled in your life and in my life as we manifest our love for God this season. Number one, genuine love for God enhances steadfastness in stewardship. It does what? It enhances steadfastness in stewardship. You won't be tired serving God. Even if somebody said, God, go and relax. You say, no, in the house of my father, no man will take my crown. Then you should know that person who derives joy in serving God has become a wonder. You may not have anything to show for it, but it won't be long. Things will start happening around your life. I said, things will start happening around your life. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 37. Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? You know, some people will not come to church because they couldn't get cash. Hello? Even when they were getting cash, check, are they consistent? But this has become a platform. Ah, we can't get cash. How can I go to church without offering? Okay, when that cash was there, ask them, how much offering are they paying? So the devil just keep using situation to truncate people's destiny. When the cash was available, have they given 1 million? I said, no, there is no cash. How can I go to the house of my father without taking something down? Praise the Lord. Devil gave them unholy excuse. So as to what? Truncate them from enjoying the exemption grace. We won't fall victim. In the name of the Lord. Bible says, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, something happened to me. By divine instruction, I should release my car. It's a personal. And I released the car. You know what happened? When I wanted to release the car, I gathered my family inside that car. And I told them, I said, triumph. Oh, you know, this is our car. I said, but God needs this car. And they said, daddy. And what they said, you know, pushed me to quickly release it. I said, daddy, we know God will give us a better one. And this is where I'm going. And when I released the car, I was looking at the car going. You know, praise the Lord. It's not easy. You know, the same day we released the car, rain so much beat us. And inside me, I was saying, if we had gone to church with our car, this rain won't come. What shall separate us from the love? Now, the joy he had that, what else can I not hand over to God? I've just broken a level. Maybe you don't understand. At least in my lifetime now, as younger, me too have given a car towards kingdom advancement. So it's a joy. So what? I don't want people to pity me. I'm trekking a trek of faith. Praise the Lord. It's a walk with God. Devil now made it look so difficult that to move now become an issue. No, devil won't. But Bible says, what is it that shall separate us from the love of Christ? Let me agree that in my foolishness, I released the car. Is somebody getting it? But yet cars don't have power over me anymore. And that was the least we will ever use. Perhaps it is not for me, but I've secured the generation of my children. It will not come to pass in their life that they will use that kind of riffraff car. Because we have broken that hold over our household. Watch out. Is somebody hearing me? Watch out. When we shall appear in our glory, then you should know that a seed has been sown. So kingdom service is a seed. When you sow it, a time will come, even though men will mock you. But a time will come. Praise the Lord. So what shall separate us from the love of God? So when we love God, you discover that there will be this unusual grace coming upon you to continue of service. Hello, sir. Is it that easy coming in the cold for covenant hour every day? It's not easy. Even at his age, it's not easy. This morning we were inside Keke coming. The cold was in our area. You are not seeing cold here. They knock at the door in the night. We are wondering, who is at the door? It was cold that was knocking. Hallelujah. My wife said, I hope this roof will not remove. I said, as long as we are here, it will not. Praise the Lord. But we still have to wake up 4:30 to prepare to come. Praise the Lord. Devil said, you won't get to church. While on the way, my baby started vomiting, even inside Keke. We asked the Keke man, we will get to church. Stop, let this baby. We still continue the journey. There is a grace required in the place of service. When you love God, that grace will be supplied. You know why? Because it is that service that will create platform for elevation.
So devil will always look for occasion to do what? To discourage. Tell your neighbor, I refuse to be discouraged. I said, I refuse to be discouraged. Nothing this season will separate me from the love of God. Paul said, with persecution, with famine, with nakedness. With nakedness. But you know that there is no way you can be naked. It's not possible. It's not possible. But when you love God, you discover that supernaturally, God will just supply inner strength. You yourself will be asking yourself, what is it that is me going? Why am I? You will be telling yourself before, small thing like this, forget, I don't bolt away. But this time around, there is grace for consistency. By the anointing today, somebody will enjoy that grace. In the name of the Lord. Look at it, Acts chapter 26, verse 22. Paul said, haven't therefore obtained help from God, I continue. There is a help needed for continuity in the things of God. But when your heart disposition shows that you love God, it will supply that help. Praise the Lord. You know what? You know you have invited some people, but they will tell you, by God's grace, I will come. Do you know why they are? Grace doesn't work that way. Grace works with choice. So if you have made, you say, I will come. I promise. But by his grace, then grace will come. But if you are sitting on the fence, grace can't locate you. You must make a commitment for grace to deliver. Praise the Lord. Help is available. Number two, genuine love for God engenders access to divine strength that empowers for exploits. You and I need strength so that we won't be weakened and we won't become chicken in the affairs of life. Praise the Lord. That health, that strength, God will supply this morning. I said, that strength, God will supply this morning. Genuine love for God engenders access to divine strength. Look at John chapter 15, verse 15. Bible says, henceforth, I call you not servant. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. That is, you have access to unusual strength. Have you ever pondered on the kind of life Bishop David Oyedepo is living? We will have a meeting now. We will finish maybe 5. He will still come back for midweek service. Then in the morning, you will see him at the covenant hour. Then before you know it, he has called pastor's meeting. Then he will still come and tell you that I use 4 hours to study. You'll be asking him, how is he doing it? It's not by training. Such don't happen by training. Even though training and discipline, but it comes by the head, the strength from on high. That strength will locate somebody here. No one here will fall victim of weakness any longer in the name of the Lord. Those who do know their God, they shall be what? They shall be strong. Those who love God, they shall be strong. And they will do exploit. So strength for exploit, heaven release upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, genuine love for God makes great things to keep happening on their own accord in the lives of a believer. Great what? Great things to keep happening. Help was just coming. Favor will just be coming. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Bible says, for we know that all things do what? Work together for the good. For good to them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. That shall be somebody's testimony. You will return next Sunday and you said to us that you just don't know. Things were just falling in place. Have you had such testimony before? That before you know it, things were just falling in place. Even the people I don't know, when they get there, they were the one helping me to sort out things. Praise the Lord. You traveled. Doctor traveled with you. And people, not in this hardship. You will drop your phone. People say, thank God. The QIQ at the ATM, God has rewarded me with phone that I didn't pay for. But two people were struggling, running after him. Oh, God, see your phone. The first, maybe this one was monitoring the other one so that he won't run away with it. I'm the one who saw it first. So you pick it. That is the owner. Let us go and give it to him. Praise the Lord. And he returned with his phone. Praise the Lord. Perhaps because of his commitment. Hallelujah. This season, God will surprise you. You will have tangible testimony. In the mighty name of the Lord. So, genuine love for God attracts great things in our direction. Strange help will come. Strange favor will come. The things you need, God will bring it. Something happened
I think about 2 weeks ago. You know, at home we had yam one, and we are prepared to slaughter it. Praise the Lord. Then all of a sudden, my kids went to school, and they returned here with 12. I was now wondering, I said, where did you get yam from? They said, ah, somebody just packaged them for us. So when we got to, my wife now said, as if they know that it's one that is left. God knows. Is somebody getting? God knows what you need. He knows how to position men to meet your need. I pray for somebody here this morning that this year you will not be stranded. I said, you will not be stranded. Things will work together for your good. In the name of Jesus. Strange help will come. The people that has forgotten you for years, at that point they will just remember you. And you will be wondering. I told them in the other church I passed, I said, Holy Ghost is a spiritual amoeba. Praise the Lord. He knows. Once he hears, he will just say, God, this your son needs this thing now. You know he's having. Do something now. And God will say, no, I will send somebody now. Help is coming from somebody. Help is coming for somebody. In the name of the Lord. Somebody here will become a living wonder. And somebody here will become a living wonder. Look at this last one as we go to exemption. Praise the Lord. Their new love for God will always triumph in spite of prevailing circumstances. How many of you know what the prevailing situation looks like in Nigeria? Is there anybody here this morning? In the last 1 week, you were knocking at door to beg for food. No, church will take care. Is there anybody? In the midst of prevailing situation, others may go begging, but for you, you will not beg. I said, for you, you will not beg. In the name of Jesus. Their new love for God will always triumph in spite of prevailing situations, prevailing circumstances. You just discover that one help will be enough. Praise the Lord. In the midst of prevailing situation, God sent a raven to bring food for who? Elijah. Bird. Abi? Brought food. The bird brought akara. The bird brought akara. Kose. Praise the Lord. With what? What is bread in Hausa? Buredi. Okay. Kose with bread. Hallelujah. And while he was busy, water was there flowing. But the time came that the brook got dried up. Now, listen to me. This season, one person will not be sufficient to meet your need. God would have positioned men. When that brook ran dry, God moved Elijah. He said, no, the ministry of the bird is over. So perhaps God used somebody for you yesterday. You are still looking there today. You may miss your point. You don't look there, you look up. Because that one came from up. They look unto him and they were lighting. And their faces were not ashamed. No one here will see shame this season. As you keep looking up to God in the midst of this crisis, you will not see shame. In the name of the Lord. I told somebody yesterday, I said my prayers are this season, no matter how, I will not queue at that ATM. You know, before now, I've been going to the ATM. It's a pointer. I said, but this season, no matter how hard it will, I will not queue at the ATM. And help will be coming. And help will yet come. You will not beg, oh. I said, you will not beg. In the name of the Lord. When that place, that chapter was closed, God still moved him. He moved him to the house of the widow of Zarephath. Now look at it. This season is better you are rightly positioned. Now, two things God did. He wanted to feed Elijah and he wanted to expand the threshold of that woman so that she will not die in poverty. That was in thy Elijah we see light. If you are not ready to give, you are not ready to receive. Don't say this thing is not plenty. This is the time to keep it. It will dry. Watch out. This is for somebody here. Is somebody getting it? This is for somebody here. It will dry. But may you not enjoy dryness. The moment the woman aligned with God's mandate, he fed God's servant, her storehouse blossom. Somebody's life will blossom. In the mighty name of the Lord. Lastly, this morning, let's quickly see. Today is our exemption. And by the anointing this morning, the seal of exemption will rest upon our lives. The seal of exemption will rest upon our lives. What do we need to do to enjoy this exemption?
so that you and I will not suffer what others are suffering. So that you and I will not go through pain the same way others are going through it. Please understand that you and I are redeemed as a peculiar people. Praise the Lord. Now, in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 to 5, Bible says, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure. Tell your neighbor, God is talking about me. But I must align. I must take covenant responsibility. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of that perilous life. So what God wants to do by reason of this exemption is to use you to bring him praise. Is somebody getting it? It's to use you to do what? To bring him praise. That is the whole essence. You have been called out of darkness to show forth the praise of him who called you before the people. I pray this morning that your life will become a testimony. It doesn't matter how it has looked before now. After this meeting, by reason of the oil coming on your head, your life will become a testimony. I said, your life will become a testimony. Saul was called out from nowhere. It was in the place of service. The uncle called and said, Saul, you are looking for Kere. Praise the Lord. You are looking for Kere. And said, son. And son wasn't the only one there. Praise the Lord. Even though in the Bible is donkey. Here you know. What is donkey now, sir? Can you see it now? Kere Jackie, okay. Hallelujah. We are looking for Jackie. And Saul made himself available for that errand. He never knew that it was an errand that will cause him to collide with destiny. Now, every kingdom service creates platform for enthronement. Only those who go enjoy the privilege. Saul went. Now look at it. For you to know that God was just in his obedience. The Jackie they were looking for. It wasn't Saul who found it. The Jackie was found. But yet Saul met with the prophet. And the prophet looked at him and said to him, the Jackie you has been what? But why God brought you here is for your enthronement. Somebody came to church this morning for enthronement. I decree the oil coming on your head. At your returning, you shall be enthroned. Please understand that when we talk enthronement, we are not talking about kingship alone. It means relevance. The oil of relevance. The oil that makes men to matter. Where they have been despised. As the Lord lives, at your returning, you begin to matter. Your family, you will begin to matter. In the name of Jesus. That was how Saul collided with destiny. Because he served. Praise the Lord. So, understand that what? We have been redeemed a peculiar people. And number two. The presence of God with us in redemption makes us peculiar. Because if we don't carry the presence of God, we will be like any ordinary man on the street. Isn't it? If you don't go about life with the presence of God, you are not different from every other person that is just walking naked. There are many on the streets of Jesus that are naked, but they are just being covered by clothes. Praise the Lord. When you don't have a backup in God, one is naked. Is somebody getting it? When you don't have a backup in God, one is what? One is naked. It is your walking with God that makes you an entity of honor. Praise the Lord. So the presence of God in us in redemption is what makes us peculiar. In Romans chapter 8 verse 31, the Bible says, what shall we then say about these things? If God be for us, who can what? Even the president. If God be for us, that shows if God is with us. Is somebody getting it? If I am walking with God, who can face me? Who can be against me? That is the implication. So the moment we give our life to Christ, we begin to what? Walk with God.
And that is one thing that secures our exemption in redemption. Look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Bible says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. What is the meaning? Which being interpreted is what? God with us. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor. This season, beginning from now, I refuse to walk alone. I have chosen to walk with God. Because one with God is majority. One with God is exempted from crisis. One with God is exempted from untimely death. One with God is exempted from shame. Therefore, beginning from now, I enjoy exemption from shame, from crisis, from calamity, from pain, because God is with me. That shall be your testimony. That shall be our testimony in the name of the Lord. But the condition is for you and I to enjoy and secure God's ever abiding presence. We must stay in love. We must stay what? In love with God. And we have to know what it takes to love God. We must stay in love with God. We must love what He loves. We must love souls. We must love the people. We must love faith. We must love His word in our own capacity. But when we connect with the help from on high, we discover that we'll keep getting better. I said we'll keep getting better. And we'll keep getting better in the name of the Lord. We saw in the life of David in Psalm 2, he said, but now thy kingdom not continue. Sorry. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of what? Of shadow of death. What did he say? He said, I will what? Fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Rise on your feet. So it is one thing to make a choice to love God. It is another thing for our choice to be empowered to stand the test of time. So it is not about New Year resolution. We need help. Is somebody getting me? We need help. Walk with God requires the help of God. Nobody can do it in the energy of the flesh. You can't copy people to walk with God. You need to be empowered to walk with Him. And that is what God will be making available this morning via this anointing. Praise the Lord. So we should all expect to receive the endowment of the Spirit of love that will keep us going after Christ and the interest of His kingdom, both in season and out of season. Two things: we will be empowered afresh by the anointing, and will be endued by the Spirit of love. As I will be empowered by the anointing, our choices will be empowered by the anointing in the mighty name of the Lord. This is a choice. And by this anointing this morning, we will enjoy what? We should all expect to be exempted from all the evils of the day through the mystery of the anointing oil as it comes upon our head. Remember in Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15, the Bible says, as they go from one nation to another, from one nation to what? To another. From one kingdom to another people. What did God do? He permitted no one to do them wrong. That shall be your testimony. Now, in your office, you will enjoy exemption. Whoever has vowed in that office that they will not let you enjoy rest, God will deal with them. Why? Because he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, even the kings he rebuked for their sake. Do you know that the MD of a company can go before because of a gate man? If God is with that gate man, every devil in that company must submit. He permitted no one to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Saying what? Saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. All of you, as the oil comes on your head, you become anointed. So God is saying, do not touch. So evil will no longer be able to touch you.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.